Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Smith with Prelude Behavioral Services about quitting smoking, a goal that many people have as a New Year's resolution.
Well, a new year is upon us, and often people think about New Year's resolutions and quitting tobacco use. Is that something you see frequently in your line of work?
Oh, yes, definitely. This time of year is when a lot of people start thinking about ways that they can improve themselves, and quitting smoking is usually on the top of that list.
And there are some resources in the state of Iowa for people who want to do this. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. The first one is a free resource. It is called Quitline Iowa. And Quitline Iowa is a telephone counseling service that people can call. It's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. They can also go online and enroll, and that's quitlineiowa.org. And basically what you get is a free quit guide where you can do that yourself. It's a self-guided quit guide, as well as telephone counseling support or online chat support from someone who is knowledgeable in quitting tobacco use. So it can be really helpful for those people who want someone to be, impartial and not judge them, and just have that that third person to assist.
And in the past, they've had some cessation offerings. Is that mm-hmm. still possible?
Well, it is for people who do not have insurance, health insurance. So if you don't have health insurance, you can receive up to 6 weeks free of the nicotine patch gum or lozenge. Otherwise, it's really encouraged for you to check your health insurance and go through your health insurance, because with the Affordable Care Act, one provision that was included was insurance companies now have to cover all FDA-approved cessation services. So that could be, the nicotine patch gum lozenge. It could be the Chantix or bupropion, the medications to help people quit as well. So really encourage you to talk to your doctor if you are considering quitting smoking.
And quitting smoking doesn't only help the person who smokes, but all people around them too. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. Of course, secondhand smoke is always an issue if someone is smoking inside. I know a lot of smokers nowadays understand that risk, so they don't smoke inside and they go outside to smoke. But there's also what's called third-hand smoke, where it is the basically the environment where they smoke in. So it could even be like a coat jacket. And so even if you're not, haven't smoked for a long time, if you, let's say, hold a baby with the jacket that you usually go out to smoke in, that baby can have some effects from inhaling what is on the jacket that someone's wearing.
Interesting. You hear about secondhand smoke, but not always that third hand mm-hmm. effect.
Yeah.
And what are some of the benefits of quitting smoking? Do those happen over a long period of time, or is it pretty fast acting?
It actually can happen within 20 minutes of quitting. So that's after 20 minutes of your last cigarette, blood pressure goes down to normal. So nicotine is a stimulant. So every time someone smokes, their blood pressure and heart rate go up. So within 20 minutes, that goes away. After 12 hours of quitting, the level of carbon monoxide in the blood drops back to normal. And then after 1 to 2 weeks, circulation and lung function improve. And, even within three months, someone can have a much better lung function, even if they've been smoking for, 40 years. They can still have that improvement very quickly.
That's really remarkable that it happens that quickly.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, those benefits can happen pretty quickly. And it's, and then, of course, after like 10 years, the risk of lung cancer decreases. So, yeah.
And in closing, can you remind us again, if people want that outside support, where they can go?
Sure. They can go to quitlineiowa.org, or they can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sarah Smith with Prelude Behavioral Services. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.